What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Stay Fit Asia podcast. This is your host, Gabe, and today is our first episode. So we're talking all about health and wellness, becoming an upgraded version of yourself. And today's episode is very fitting because I get to sit down with my friend and coach Connor and talk all about where everything begins, the mind and motivation, mindset, consciousness, personality types, habits, decisions, overthinking, analysis paralysis. We delve into a whole bunch of these topics and kind of what is able to move you forward or set you back in life. If this sounds interesting to you, then keep on listening. Do be sure to leave us a review or any questions you have, and we'll leave a link in the description below. See you on the other side. If you're listening to this right now, you have to know that motivation is completely overrated. Motivation means nothing. It's total bullshit. It might be the catalyst in your journey, but you need to have solid discipline. You got to be able to do shit when you don't want to do it. And you have to be able to have a vision that'll get you through those days where you just want to jerk off and lay in bed and watch TV. Not to say those days don't exist for me, because those days definitely exist for me. But the goal has to be aligned so that your motivation is just the start. It's the tip of the iceberg.
I agree, for sure.
And especially if this relates to health and wellness, if you want to make a change, start looking at what you're doing during the day. Stop looking at pictures that are unrealistic or changes that may not work for you because they're so far-fetched. Some picture you see of some ripped dude or some girl looking like some bikini model, that's probably not going to happen for you and may never happen for you. So instead of separating yourself from that, start to think about what are you doing during the day that has created what you see now or what you might be dissatisfied with, and start to deconstruct some of your habits and question what you do and why you do those things. And then you can start to unravel some changes or unlock some changes that'll ultimately lead you down that path that you want to go down. And a strategic approach is far better, I find, than motivation, because motivation is bullshit.
Agreed to a certain extent, but I don't know, if you don't know your why, then it's very hard to get any motivation or to get up and do and have any drive anyway. Some parts of the why are bullshit, yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. It's like, because everyone nowadays wants to save the world and help poor people, and yeah, that's like brilliant.
Yep.
Brilliant idea to have, but is it what people actually really want to do, or is it just what everybody feels they want to do nowadays? It's not, like, until you find what it really is that you actually want to do and why you want to do it, it's very hard to actually get up and do anything. It's hard to get up and do anything on your own to start with, but if you don't have a why, if you don't have a real, like, burning motivation to do something, it's next to impossible.
Dude,
to do
I'm with you. I'm not saying I'm agreeing with you. I think you have to have a why, but I think you have to disassociate that from motivation. Because I don't think everyone has that burning desire. You come across people who truly know their path or what they're destined to do, or call it passion, call it purpose, whatever you want to call it. I think a lot of people, though, are just kind of programmed, like you were getting into before, to just live a certain life. And you want to create a certain lifestyle for yourself. And ultimately, you get to this point where you wake up and you start to be not satisfied with certain things in your life, and that's when you start to take a step back and sort of disassociate or detach from what you're doing and just sort of observe yourself. So it's sounding a little like Buddhist or something. I'm not trying to go down that route too much, but that's sort of my point, is like,
we think too much about things and overthink it and talk about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it without actually ever doing anything.
And I think it just freaks people out, man. Like, there's people in my family or friends who have all the capability in the world to make a change. And it's not even like they don't have the motivation to do it, but I think it's that they're so attached already to their core of themselves, and they're so ingrained or so programmed to do the things that they do that they're not even able to take a step back and question why they're doing those things. Yeah. And that requires a lot of pain and a lot of suffering.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of embrace that pain and suffering. And it flips this script in your head that a lot of people don't even get to that point, but you actually start to enjoy that. And it's what we were talking about last night a bit too, where when you get past that point, you start to look forward to that next workout or, you know, making that healthy smoothie that you know is gonna help you, you know, get in the nice micronutrients, macronutrients. But to get to that point, there's suffering and there's pain.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah. But it's like never ending. I was watching or something today. I think it must have been David Goggins as well. And it was like he talks about the like roller coaster again, like up and down, and he says it's like you gotta be like constantly on your toes. And even like I know the two of us were like I've been talking the last week or so, and we've both like gone through the same, relatively the same thing, just going through a phase. Well, I don't know, maybe you're different, but I think it's the same anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Where you just, it just seems like overwhelming. And then there's so much opportunities and so many options to do.
Totally.
And so many things to do and awesome ideas in your head. And then at the end of the day, they're just stuck, and it's like they're in a pot and they're just being stirred around.
Yeah, yeah.
And then nothing actually comes out of the pot.
Yeah. This is called analysis paralysis. So it's basically you think
analysis paralysis.
And you get so scared that you're not even able to take a step out on the frozen lake and walk across the ice. You're not even willing to take that first step because you're fearful. You imagine yourself walking across and the ice is already going to break. Yet you have no idea because you haven't even stepped on the ice yet.
Yeah.
That's basically how a lot of us are. Not only with work, but with everything. With relationships, with health, with friendships, with family, trying to mend poor relationships. I mean, that's a big part of it. We just start to overthink and imagine future events that have never happened. And again, you never know until you take that chance. And that's sort of where you have to kind of mind fuck yourself and start to think back from what is it you want in life. And if you're looking to the end of life, like what are people going to say about you, or what do you want to get out of life? And one of the best books I've read is The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. I don't know if you've read that before.
No, I haven't.
That is phenomenal because it kind of rattles your core a bit. It's like this woman who worked as a... she worked in like a hospice care for elders and basically started doing these interviews with people. So she was like around all these very sick, and most of them would pass away within like a couple weeks that she saw them. But she started gathering all these interviews and all this data from them and compiled this, all these notes, and wrote a book called The Top 5 Regrets. And then it really kind of delves into what is it that those people...
And what's the revealing answer?
And actually, I can't remember off the top of my head what they all are. I know one of them is like, I wish I had worked so hard. I wish I had had the courage to follow my dreams and not done what my family or society told me to do. I wish I had mended the broken relationships that caused me a lot of pain throughout my life. I wish I'd had the courage to do that. A lot of it is like... fear and courage.
Yeah.
And it really goes down to like those two core emotions. And that's a big part of any change you're trying to make in your life.
I think with the fear thing, I think everybody knows that that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Like as in, I think most, not even most intelligent people, but everybody in general knows that it's, if you want to achieve something or if you want to be happy, like in relationships, in sport, in health, in fitness, everything, it's all on the other side of fear, because it's the most prominent thing you see in videos and and things today, and we all know it, but there's like that ramp or that block whereby you know that you've got to do something to get to the other side. Like, you know you've got to cross that not tightrope, but that barrier.
Whatever.
But doing that, it's like when, so for example, I did a skydive before, and when you're up there, you spend like 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and all you have in your head is just contemplating, oh, am I going to do it? I'm not going to do it. What's going to happen? This is going to happen. And then you take the first step, and then it's just ultimate, just not even relief, but just ecstasy, yes it was. And there's a Will Smith video on this where he talks about it.
Yeah.
He talks about a skydive that he did and things, and that it's just so true. You spend so much time and waste so much time worrying about something that you haven't even done yet.
Yeah.
And then when you do it, then you're like free from prison, but it's
getting there. But I think, and it's like not going from 0 to 100, like being smart, breaking it down a bit. If it's something in fitness or working out that freaks you out, like, don't go to a gym, you know, just do one push-up. Or like, I used to train one guy, and I would just have him like hack his environment at home because he didn't want to work out in front of people. He was so embarrassed. So I was like, dude, every time you're going to the bathroom, just drop down and hold a plank for like 10 seconds and then get up. And I made him get a pull-up bar. I was like, even if you can't do a pull-up, you're going to go under that doorway and you're just going to hang. So every time, like, hang for 10 seconds, and the next day, maybe 15 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like slowly building that up.
See, that's an interesting analysis into it. I don't know, do I agree with the same thing?
Depends on the person.
Yeah.
Some people, like swimming
or great getting into a pool.
Yeah.
Some people gradually would get into it. I'm one of them people who would gradually get into it and dip my toe in and then go in a little bit further. But some people are just
definitely
bang,
dude, all in. I think you can, if you know yourself well, I feel like this is a big, I might be generalizing people too much. I think there's two kinds of people when it comes to this. You either are someone who tends to, like Connor said, you need a little bit of a slower approach where you're like just dipping in the pool. And usually that kind of person is going to be a little bit more introverted. They might not be as extreme in their thinking. They're maybe a little more analytical. They're subject to this analysis by paralysis a bit more. Or you have someone who is sort of an all or nothing kind of person. And if they're committing to something, they're like ready to hit it. This kind of person might be someone who's struggled with like big addictions before in their life. Maybe they're like an alcoholic or something, and they really need to just like go and just flip it around completely.
Yeah.
And obviously there's like a medium in there, but I think there's sort of two general camps if we're talking about motivation and starting a new protocol in your life.
Yeah.
That's what I found, at least.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that introvert and extrovert thing, it's really interesting. I became aware of it or discovered it only like a year and a half or 2 years ago. I briefly heard about personality types, but I never paid any attention to it whatsoever, because I thought, how can you know somebody's personality type by taking a test online of like 10 questions or something? But then I was talking to this guy from New Zealand a little bit more about it, and he was talking about the differences between introverts and extroverts. And then I did this lifestyle coaching course, and they spoke about it a lot as well. But I didn't particularly like it, because, I know there is introvert and extrovert. Like, some people get energy from being in smaller groups, or some people get energy being in larger groups. But I feel it's all situational. Like, I feel that everybody is an introvert and an extrovert. Maybe not everybody is an introvert and an extrovert, but there are lots of people that are both just depending on situations.
Definitely.
And I mean, depending who you're with to an extent, but in situations that you're comfortable with or not comfortable with, or in situations with a lot of people.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I used to tell people I'm an extroverted introvert, meaning like I appear more outgoing, or I can have that perception of being more a people person. But what I perceive myself to be at like some core level is much more of an introvert. And then you have the opposite, where you have like, what would it be? Introverted extroverts. So like my friend's girlfriend, for example, is one of these people where like she is always out in groups. Like she's like, that's where she gets her energy. She needs to be out with people. She works at a club. So she's like, that's like her job. But she actually isn't that much of a social butterfly.
Yeah.
So it's sort of interesting. It's like how you, yeah, how I guess like what you said, like it's not as simple as just black or white, yin or yang, but
yeah,
there's a bit of mixture within it.
Yeah, because even that girl is probably wants to be out with as many people as possible, but her vibe kind of is to like sit back,
yeah,
and take it all in, but still she gets energy from the crowd,
yeah,
but she doesn't need to be like shooting for that.
Yeah, she doesn't
that
need
attention
to be engaging or like center of attention kind of thing.
Yeah, what did you, that's in introverted extrovert.
That would be
sorry,
introverted extrovert.
Yeah.
Whereas like if I'm gonna go out and meet people, I've gotten to this point where like I'm just like, fuck it. Like I don't like it a lot of the time. I like being alone. But if I'm gonna interact with people, I'm gonna interact with people. I'm not gonna waste anyone's time, not gonna waste my time. Like I'm gonna go there and have a good conversation, try to engage, like,
yeah,
even if it's not the most comfortable thing, you know. That's why I say I'm the extroverted introvert.
Yeah, that's a good, I like that concept, I won't lie. Yeah, because I think with saying that as well, learning about the introvert and extrovert, it's good to know that you don't necessarily need to connect with everybody.
Yeah.
Like when you go out on a night out, sometimes you might feel under pressure to actually get on with somebody or to have a conversation or for it to be, like for a lot of the time, for it to be a funny conversation when you're on a night out. Like it's like these unwritten rules that if you're on a night out, it can't be a real conversation.
Sure.
It has to be like a, I won't say a bullshit conversation, but a kind of,
yeah,
tit for,
yeah,
tat,
definitely,
conversation. But then as soon as you realize that it doesn't really matter at all, then that it just makes things so easier and less pressured. And
definitely,
when you start to realize that, oh, that person is doing what they're doing because this is where they get their energy and you're,
yeah,
doing,
yeah,
this, and that's where you get your energy. It just makes things much more relaxing.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's it relates to motivation that way too. I guess the takeaway is just knowing how this relates to your environment and your own perception of self, and then figuring out what the best tools are for you. So whether it's a big change that you can implement right away or slower, gradual steps you can take, either can work, but I guess you have to do some self work first. That's like,
yeah,
that's the key, is like, don't just go doing something because your friend tells you to do it.
Yeah,
it probably won't work for you. Like,
yeah,
most people, and it's really interesting with relationships, like most people are with people different from them in that sense. Like I would say you and I are similar in our personalities, but if you take someone who's much more like outgoing, you see that it's like a common pairing in friendships, right? Where,
yeah,
like you have more, or in a group, like you have like the joker and the,
yeah,
you know,
everyone's
got the role. Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. So just assuming, you know, knowing sort of how that fits in with what's gonna work for you is important.
Yeah, and then on that, like everyone has their place. That's true to a certain extent. But it's like the introvert extrovert tag. It's like you're that. This is your place. Whereas, yeah, you can feel you'll be comfortable in that. But that to some people, they would use it as an excuse that, like, to define them. It's like, I'm an introvert. I can't speak in front of like 200 people. When that's not like not necessarily true at all. Some people, I don't know. For me, I like if it was in a room of like 150 or 200 people giving a presentation, and it was me that was in control of that presentation, I would love that, and I get energy from that. But if it's in a group of like 4 people doing the presentation, then I wouldn't shine.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I think, I don't know, maybe it's a lot of introverts, but you would feel that if you're in control of something, then you get energy from all the people because you feel like you are not controlling them, but
no, I know what you
you're
mean.
Kind of in the lead, or you're directing where things go.
Yeah.
And that seems to work. But again, saying that with extroverts as well, I'm sure they would get lots of energy from that as well. But
yeah, I think you need to know yourself. Like, all of these ways of classifying or typing or categorizing, they're all a tool, but it's not to say that any of those define your character. So that's like the biggest difference, is you don't have to use it as an excuse. And I think it's actually very freeing to know more what your natural tendencies are, and then being able to, it's like a lever, you can alternate sort of where that is. So someone may have like naturally much more higher energy than you, but that's not to say you can be at their level. It might just take a lot more perceived effort on your part, but then maybe they're having a day where they're like a little lower, you know, so then your energies are more matched. But I think it's sort of the same with what we're talking about here, and how that relates to then your mind and thinking about what you want to do in your life, what changes you want to make.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah, for sure. And even when we were saying, you've got to just go and do it, even this conversation that we've been having for like 20 minutes is all about like thought processes and overthinking and being in certain situations and certain places and things. And it's strange that there is so much emphasis on actually just thinking about things too much.
No, totally.
Not just getting down and doing it.
Totally.
That's just like today, I'm delighted that we've done this and then started the Instagram or made a video, because it's like that first step, like you're saying, on the ice.
Yes.
That first step is done, and it seems to be much easier now. It's like a rhythm.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it totally is. You just gotta start. And again, it's weird because for some people that's so easy. And then where I would say they need to take a step back and they need to do more of this critical thinking. And it's, again, it's like, this is sort of knowing your personality type. Some people can just do, but then they're not reflecting enough. And some of what they're putting out might come under criticism for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of, especially the era we live in now, there's so many of these online marketers and people trying to tell you, like, if I can just have 45 seconds of your attention really quick, I want you to swipe up and buy my program for $9.99, I'll give you free shipping. It's like, dude, chill out. Like, you're like a 17-year-old high school dropout. I don't want to buy your course. It's like these kind of people, you know, they have to do some more reflection. Like, what's the message they're actually putting out in the world, you know?
Yeah, and you get, like we were saying, you get sidetracked from that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like you go into, like, we're both probably in health and fitness because we want to help people or make a difference.
Yeah.
But then every so often you get sidetracked and you're like, but if I sold this for $30 and if 1,000 people bought it, I'd get this, and now I could sell this.
Exactly.
And then you immediately forget about what it is that you actually set out to do.
Totally.
And it's like driving, and you take a wrong turn and you're like, shit, I've gone so far off track. Then you get back on track, and then you're gone the other way. I really want to help people as much as possible, and then you get no value from it, no monetary value from it.
Dude,
so it's like a constant trying to get back on the right track.
It's all about your why, like you said. We'll be right back.
My apologies on the cutoff. I know that was abrupt. I hope you found some value in what we talked about. In the future, you can expect a lot more on the topics of working out, fitness, nutrition, more about mindset, because there's always more to talk about there. And just general health and well-being. We'll try to get on some more people to interview. But in the meantime, share this episode if you found it valuable. Thanks so much.